This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Milky Monday, Lee Milky's guest this week, Matt Gould, the analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
Matt, one of the big stories last week was the May milk production report being down 0.7%. That is the seventh consecutive month that output was below a year ago. Your thoughts?
The May milk production report really was a big deal. I think the industry is watching that monthly milk production report saying, when are dairy farmers going to turn it on? When are we going to ramp it up? And the May milk production report, which, as you said, was down 0.7%, did not show any indication that we're ramping things up. This is an issue in the U.S. where we have a declining milk supply, but it's also an issue in international markets where New Zealand is still down and Europe is still down, and they're not showing any signs yet of a rebound in milk supply. So for the American dairy farmer, this is probably good news. It definitely is going to keep support in the dairy market for the foreseeable future. But I think maybe for the American consumer, they're asking, when are we going to see the supply response as dairy fits into that broader inflation conversation?
Are we going to see a milk shortage like we did on toilet paper?
Oh, goodness. I hope not. No, we're not really tracking that way. One of the things from the pandemic is that it has these long effects. And one of the effects is that it really delayed expansions both at farm level and processor level. So as it sits today, where milk prices are today, near record highs, farmers are now getting the economic signal to expand. But the question is, how long is it going to take? Typically, it takes 6 months of profitability to trigger a meaningful increase in milk supply and cow numbers. And if we hold to that trajectory, we should start seeing some sign of a growing herd of a rebound in cow numbers sometime this summer. But that's why everyone's focused on the milk production report, because the longer it takes for a supply response, the longer prices are going to stay high.
Amen to that. But the other concern, however, is what will happen to demand. And we're out of time, but that's an issue we keep watching too.
Absolutely.
Matt Gould, editor and market analyst with the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Another simple miracle moment with Hank and Laura.
Sometimes we may get frustrated by children's never-ending questioning, with the most common question being, why?
Studies have shown that 80% of what we believe is established by the time we are 8 years old. By the time we are 18, we become much less hungry to learn.
Usually by later in life, we realize that there is still much that we don't know, and we also uncover some beliefs that are inaccurate and need to be adjusted.
Choosing a mentor that is successful in an area in which we wish to grow can bring many life-changing miracles to our lives. Consider finding a mentor or choosing to be one for someone else.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
One of the nation's leading agricultural machinery manufacturers, AGCO Corporation, continues recovery from a May ransomware attack. It's the latest example of a series of cyber attacks impacting the farm and food production sector over the last year. Iowa State University Computing and Engineering Professor Doug Jacobson says while in some cases attackers are after intellectual property, mostly perpetrators
after money.
And
part of that is sort of a surprise factor in that the sector itself hasn't been targeted, and then when they start to become targeted, they aren't necessarily as prepared.
Food production companies in most cases have two types of computer systems.
You're going to have some forward-facing ability for people to pay, to get information, to store their information. But then the ransomware people like to go that next level of the computers that control the operation.
So different computer systems will need slightly different cybersecurity protocols. All systems contain practices such as
good passwords, good user authentication, multi-factor, making your employees aware of the fact these things can happen. They're very good at convincing somebody that they need to take an action.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.